Good morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, Ray Graff likes to accuse me of being the weather alarmist, but it may not be my fault. Did you see that for as long as the federal government has been in the business of forecasting weather, it has done so in capital letters, and that's going to stop now.
Oh, I see. Well, that is what we call a major change. I am sure that there have been many meetings around, many roundtables considering all of this and that it was done right. And when you're done, you have a major change, like instead of capital letters, capital and other letters. So I'm glad we see our federal government at work. And now we know why guys like Trump and Bernie Sanders are so popular, because people are sick to death of the same old inside bureaucracy controlling things. So it may be a little bit of a leap of faith, you ask a question, David, but in the end, people really want significant change. And anybody who comes along and promises it, whether it's a good guy like Bernie or somebody who is a little bit more askance like Donald Trump, they will provide at least a rhetoric that satisfies a lot of the people who are doubtful about the operations of big government.
Well, let's speak of the operations of big government, or at least the party infrastructure. Trump calling the system rigged as Cruz is racking up the delegates. Is he right?
Well, he is certainly right. The Republican establishment has decided that they don't want Trump, that's for sure. I have a feeling they also don't want Cruz. So the name of the game is to open up the convention and let the establishment pick a candidate who they think either can win or is less damaging to them as individuals in terms of not being controllable, which I think a lot of them think that Trump is not. So I think Trump is right that they'll do anything to stop him, including change the rules. They're picking many of the delegates who the establishment picks who are committed, in quotes, to Trump, but who are really committed to the people who sign their paychecks and who push the pieces.
One of the pieces that is not going to be in the presidential election is Paul Ryan. He has ruled that out, held a press conference yesterday, noted in many news reports last night. It's not the first time he said he wasn't going to do something and then did, including his current position as Speaker.
David, as you know, I always say, it's no till it's yes. And they may well draft Ryan. It wouldn't be the first time that they draft somebody. He's sort of the best of the, to the right but middler people that they have. He's attractive. He's young. He's done well as Speaker as far as anybody can figure out. And when they tell him you've got to do it, he'll do it if, in fact, it comes to that point.
We saw a poll released yesterday as the presidential candidates, three of them at least, are making a tour of New York. And the Quinnipiac poll finds 53% support Hillary in New York, 40 for Bernie. But Hillary does very well among black voters, 65% to 28 for Bernie. Meanwhile, Donald Trump running away with it, 55% for him, Kasich 20, Cruz 19.
That's right. And there will be people who try to make trouble for Hillary among the African-American community. So when she's in a skit, which is misplaced, her enemies can make it clear that they thought that what she said was basically making fun of blacks. They're going to seize on anything like that because this is a goldmine for Hillary, the support of the black vote. As you may remember, when Bill Clinton left the presidency, he was referred to by some top people as the first black president and was very popular. Hillary Clinton has to be very careful whether it's something that Bill Clinton says or something that she's in, that she does not blow that among the African-American community.
Bernie Sanders showed up a surprise visit to Roosevelt's home, the presidential library in Hyde Park, yesterday. Is this a good strategy? Sanders pointed to him last year, Alan, as a proponent of the senator's brand of democratic socialism.
Well, that's right. No, public libraries are socialism. It's public education is socialism. Franklin Delano Roosevelt and the New York Times, I've always said, share one thing in common. Neither of them want to change the capitalistic system. But in both cases, they wanted people to get an even break so that the capitalistic system was not destroyed by the socialists who came and said, you can't have an even break. So these were people who Roosevelt and the New York Times, for example, always on the side of making sure that the system had some balance to it, some heft to it. Bernie Sanders is accused of being a socialist. He knows it's hurting him. He goes to Hyde Park. He says, look, Roosevelt and I, same guy, smart move.